Before I started this wine podcast, I spent years behind the mic at a major radio station. And one afternoon, the boss gave me a 30-minute heads up that Keith Urban was stopping by to promote his album, Golden Road. Keith turned out to be one of the most genuine stars I've ever met. Here's that conversation, part one, straight from our musical wine cellar.
But for the grace of God, go out. I want to be your everything. Where the blacktop ends, I want to love somebody, love somebody like you.
The phenomenal guitarist and talented singer-songwriter,
not to mention heartthrob,
the man, the myth, the urban legend, the Australian sensation that is sweeping the nation,
Keith Urban.
Because we can!
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was some introduction.
You recognize all those songs?
Wow, yeah, a couple of them.
And what was that one, that guy screaming? What was that all about?
That was at our concert last night.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's how it goes now these days, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Made a phone call yesterday.
Okay.
To your, how do you say your hometown?
Caboolture.
And that's C-A-B-O-O-L-T-U-R-E?
Correct, yes.
And just wanted to see, called a bed and breakfast.
Oh God, here we go.
Recognize
Hello,
that ring.
Gloria.
Well, good morning, Gloria. Are you... are you in the city of Caboolture?
Yes.
I was just wondering if you've heard of Keith Urban.
Well, we've got the Crocodile Hunter just up the road.
No, not the Crocodile Hunter. Was asking about Keith Urban. Just wondering if you've heard of Keith Urban.
Steve Irwin.
No, not Steve Irwin. Keith Urban.
Keith Urban, he's very good.
That's all she would say. She's having a little trouble hanging up the phone.
Right.
Let's get that in.
She's probably still trying now.
What?
It's a long way away, you know.
Is mom and dad still there?
Yeah. Actually, I'm bringing them over for the CMAs in November.
You were doing this on your own, or did they tell you that we're going?
No, I wanted to bring them over.
Okay.
I brought my mom a couple of years ago, and dad got all bummed out that he couldn't come, so this year I'm just going to bring them both.
And how do you spell that? Your mom? How do you say that?
M-U-M, mum.
Mum.
Like mum's the word, right?
You haven't been living in Australia for quite some time, have you?
10 years.
Okay. Yeah. Anything you miss that you can't get here in the States?
Aussie beer is pretty good.
Such as?
VB, that's the beer. Coopers. Coopers is a good beer.
And they come in big containers? Like?
No, not like those big gallon cans of Foster's.
Where do we go from here?
Where do we go?
Yeah.
Because we're playing tonight at Anaheim, House of Blues.
You're putting, this is a big fundraiser, isn't it?
Well, we're going to do a couple of songs tonight, which are going to be broadcast to Australia for a big drought relief concert that's going on there called Farmhand. And we couldn't make it to Australia to play, so we're going to do it via satellite.
Okay. And so are they going to tape delay it, or because the time difference is...
It's pre-recorded, and then it will be shown. I think the concert in Australia is next week.
Is this an ongoing problem that they have in Australia? Drought?
the time delay or the drought?
Yeah.
No, it's a pretty harsh country, and some of the conditions for the farmers are not favorable, and I think this year they've had a lot more dry time than ever before, so they're really starting to hurt.
You getting some tips from Willie Nelson?
I love the fact that we just did Farm Aid. Of course, it's a totally different reasoning why, you know, Farm Aid is in existence, but nonetheless, at the end of it, you're still helping the farmers, and I think, you know, ultimately that affects everybody, you know. Just because you don't live on the land, you instantly assume, well, you know, it's got nothing to do with me, but
right.
It all trickles down eventually.
And a few people are coming out, I suppose, tonight to help you out. Are you looking for big dollars?
Hopefully we will raise a good bit of money for these guys and have a good turnout. I think it's going to be good anyway. I always love playing in California.
You want to take some phone calls?
Yeah.
I know some fans have got some questions.
Sure.
What does Keith do in the shower?
Oh,
we will find out. We'll ask him that question coming up. Here he is with, what's the name of this song?
I'd have forgotten now. I've only heard it about 8,000 times.
So before we heard Somebody Like You, I was picking this up off of a fan's website, so I don't know if it's true or not,
okay.
But in the shower,
What are you doing in the shower? Is that where your where your muse hangs out?
Yeah, it is. I write a lot of songs in the shower. Or I get a lot of ideas for songs, at least, anyway. You know, because the pad would get really wet if I tried to write them.
So, and then you're just soaping up, and this idea comes, and do you go out and grab the guitar and the cassette recorder?
Yeah, quite often there's a sort of a wet trail going from the bathroom to my tape deck.
Any song come to mind where you're thinking that you really got a good one out of the shower?
Nothing's coming to mind right now. I think just a lot of the embryonic ideas come there. There may just be, you know, an idea for a solo in the song or an arrangement idea or...
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Cohen. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic talking to you.
Thank you.
This is great. I'm on my way to work.
Where do you work, sweetheart?
I work with Riverside County. I'm a nurse.
Okay.
Did you hear her heartbeat just increase when you called her sweetheart?
Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah.
I could heal all of her patients' hearts decreasing because she's late for work.
Yeah, that's true.
What did you want to say?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know Love Somebody Like You is the greatest video. It is so fun. No matter what is going on, it makes you want to just dance.
Oh, that's always good.
It's great. And how was working with Nikki Taylor on the video?
It was fabulous. She's just a really good soul.
He can't mention it on here, but he brought some pictures. And right. When he says it's great, it is. It take his word for it.
Yeah.
Oh, super! You guys look so fun together.
We had a very very good day. It was a good spiritual sort of thing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cohen. Bye.